Finkel. I'm coming to you from the stormy, sultry suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup for this program and relevant links, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to draw your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info, which was created by one of our listeners. It is a wonderful site, has lots of resources. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Mark R. Elsas. He has many, many websites. But we are going to talk about the history of the Jews today. And his website, HolocaustRevision.com, is up. It was not up the last time that that he was on the program. But if you go to that website, you will get his wonderful document on Holocaust Revisionism, which is just very, very comprehensive and one that you can certainly share with all of the people who are willing to read it. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me back, Deanna.
It's just a real pleasure on my part to have you back up on the program. And let me just ask you, why is it important that people understand the history of the Jews? What is the big deal about their history?
Well, as you know, I discussed earlier on your show that when I was writing the 50 points repudiating the Holocaust, after I finished that and sourced all the material and everything, I went, people that read this, they may think it's just a one-off type of event, that they're just lying about this kind of piece of history to use it as the shield and so on and so forth. And so I said, well, you better put a brief summary up of their history. And I thought I was just going to write a couple of pages on some of their more egregious episodes throughout this almost 4,000-year history of theirs. And before I knew it, it was growing and growing and growing, and it grew into about 100 pages of their history and with source links. So it's important to know that this is not just a one-time event. This has been going on throughout their whole history, and by people... everybody that they come in contact with through these almost 4,000 years has done the same thing to them eventually, which is throw them out of the country that they're in or the land that they're in or province that they're in. As most people know, I'm going to go back and start after the first break, I guess, with Abraham. But just right up front, these people have been kicked out of at least 79 different countries or provinces, sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 different times that they've been kicked out of the same place. And only, to come back, they get kicked out, they get ostracized, they get thrown out, and they come back in the back door, sometimes within a decade or two, as what happened in Rome time and time again. So this is very important because...
Your break. Right. We are going to a break, and we will be right back with our guest today, Mark R. Elsas. Be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. That's E-L-S-I-S. And Mark, is this document, this 97-page document, posted on the web anywhere where somebody could read it?
Yeah, it's at Holocaust Revisionism. It's the it's the first section of the 170 pages now. That's Holocaust Revisionism. I'm thinking about I might put it up on another website eventually and even expand it more. But for now, it's up there.
And HolocaustRevisionism.com. If you click on that, it automatically brings up that PDF file, and so do that.
Yeah, you can follow along with us. I'm going to go through right now. Well, let me just finish where I was before, which was, and this is the crust of the whole argument here, is that they have been kicked out of all these different places through the last 3,300 plus years. And if you're sort of kicked out of one place, it could be that person or you. But when you're kicked out of 79 countries, sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 times, the mathematical likelihood, of course, of it being the other person, and we're talking about all different places throughout the world, all different types of political regimes or religious. It seems to be everybody sooner or later hates these people, and I don't like to use that word, but that's what I'm reading throughout all history, that it's associated with these people. These people just keep to themselves, and they're cunning and devious and murderous when they have to be, and they'll do anything to gain power. So sooner or later, you know, people are more or less good-hearted, I think, throughout all time. But when you see enough abuses, there's the what is known as blowback will happen. And these people have gotten this through their history. So I just wanted to state that up front, that, you know, I don't know of any other group of people that have had less than one-tenth as much history of being vilified throughout all of our known history. It's 10% would be even a stretch. I don't even know 5% of any other group of people that are like this. So it sort of puts them in their own box, and they don't want to look at this. I remember listening to David Irving in one of his speeches when he was being heckled. I believe it was in one of his speeches in St. Louis a long time ago. And, you know, these Jewish people came in and they started heckling him. And he said, you know, why don't you look at yourself in the mirror? He did this with pretty much love and respect, not to vilify them. But he was wondering, like, why do you keep on making the same mistake over and over and over and over again? And why haven't you learned through this, you know, almost 4,000 year history of what your people have done? And this is what it is also, the essence, is that they don't learn what they have done. They've been victimized, and rightly so, by every other group in all of these countries and provinces and sections and religions throughout the almost 4,000 years of their history. But they haven't learned. And it shows who they are. And we know up to this day now, the same thing has gone on. So let me begin where the Jews begin. And that's with Abraham, some 35 to...
Did you hear the thunder in the background?
No, well, I didn't.
That's sound effects, automatic sound effects.
Very good. See the power? Anyway, there's different times for Abraham, but it's mostly almost 4,000 years ago. And then they have the first place they were thrown out of, which is their Exodus story, is Egypt. And what most historians think is around 1313 BC or 3,300 years ago. And they were thrown out of Egypt for many different reasons, one of them being that they were unhealthy and lepers and this kind of thing. So they went and they wandered about. By the year 1000 BC, they went into Palestine and started and built their first temple in Palestine in 1000 BC. The next real reference you have is in the book of Esther in 475 BC, where the Persians had enough of them, and they tried to kill, I think it was the nephew of Esther, who was a Jewish queen to the Persian king. This is how they sort of wormed their way into power, by the way, in the background of the story. She turned the tables on them, and instead of getting hung, her nephew getting hung, they hung the king's nephew, I believe it was. And as a side note to that, there was 75,000 Persians were killed. This is the story that is associated with their day called Purim, which I've done other work on, and maybe I'll just go on to right now as a sidebar. This Purim holiday for them is real important. Dating back from this book of Esther in 475 BC. And because if you realize, I stumbled upon it while I was doing research a couple of years ago. And the first Gulf War, there was back in 91, there was the Highway of Death, it was called. I guess it was early 92 is when this happened. And that where we slaughtered retreating Iraqi soldiers. This was done on Purim. And many other things were done on Purim, which I'm not going to get into, but just this quick little history. The first day of the shock and awe in 2003 of the bombing of Baghdad and Iraq was done on Purim. Purim, by the way, is a feast that is like the Christians' Easter. It fluctuates between mid to late February and mid to late March. Ours is a little later than Easter, but it's the same kind of things with moons. It fluctuates. So it doesn't happen on the same day, or it's rare that it happens on the same day, one out of whatever 30 chance or something. So what you have here then is that again with Iraq, they start the bombing on this particular day. When 2 years ago, in January, I believe, in 2011, I heard rumblings in the UN about a no-fly zone over Libya. I wrote about Libya will be toppled, I think in a paper in 2002 or 2003 that I wrote that they will get Libya sooner or later. And so when I heard these UN rumblings of the no-fly zone, I knew enough, and I said to a few people, I let out, I said, the first bomb will be dropped on Libya on Purim of this year. And of course it was. So what I'm saying here is, in the essence, is that a word that they use, chutzpah, they have, they're in our face with saying, look what we can do on our holiday called Purim, which is to kill other people. And we time it so we get America, which are now our new mercenaries in the world, just like the British were the mercenaries. It was, as I've discussed earlier, you know, they said the United Kingdom, the sun will never set on the British Empire. Well, it wasn't the British Empire. It was the Rothschilds and the international financier Jewish bankers' empire. And they just used the British Royal Navy and Army as their mercenaries. So it's a misnomer to say, you know, it's like it was the British Empire. They were just being used as we have got that mantle, whatever you want to say, beginning of World War One or the beginning of World War Two. We took over that mantle, and now we are the police, we are the military for the world, for these people, the strong arm tactics. This is why we have our bases in 140 countries and military throughout the world, and 44 wars going on each day that, you know, when, most of them we don't know about. And so this is all backed up. And what I'm saying is they have us under control so that we bomb these places on their day of Purim. So I just want to put this out there. It's a sort of long side note, but or sidebar, but it's very important because they're showing their hand. And they're full of themselves. They're so full of themselves, they can show their hand quite blatantly. And I picked up on it. And now, so, you know, every Purim from now on, you can go and check when the next Purim will be. And you'll see, will there be anything happening? Like, will a big explosion happen that day or something worse, as in the invasion of perhaps Syria or Iran will happen on the next Purim. So this is what they do. They're in our face about it. And so anybody that says, oh, you know, we don't know, well, just check this out. Also, there was theories about Stalin being poisoned on Purim. He died a few days later, but it happened on Purim. The shooting at the temple in the West Bank, was it, where the Jew from New York came in with an Uzi and during the Muslims Friday worship and shot, mowed down 29 of them before he was overtaken. This, by the way, happened on Purim. And this is what it happens. And by the way, his cemetery over there is a shrine, you know, just like the USS Liberty. This kind of behavior is abhorrent to the rest of us. Nonetheless, so that is what comes out of this little thing called Purim. Now you can fast forward now a little bit to they had the third incident against the Jews happened in 410 BC, which was the Egyptian military attacked and destroyed the Jewish temple.
Oops, we're going to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Really stormy here. A lot of thunder, a lot of flashes of lightning. It's kind of exciting. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis, and you can get this document at holocaustrevisionism.com, and we're talking about Purim. Mark, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Diana, and these sidetracks happen with me because I tangentially jump because one thing happens and you go off, but the next segment of the Jewish history was with the Greeks, and Plato wrote about them. And he observed that their love of money was conspicuously displayed, and it went on through the Greeks. Different people wrote about them in 310. They were written about where they sacrificed victims and animals, and they were burnt whole offerings to their gods. So this is sort of where the first whole burnt offerings or holocaust is mentioned, in that they used to do this, which is quite interesting fact that you find in history. And it goes on with Greeks, that different other Greeks writers and historians wrote about them and in a negative way, although some of it has been reinterpreted by the Jewish historians to put their own spin on it. By the way, throughout history, you will find this, is that they, whether it be Plato or unbelievable amounts of historical writers and historian throughout the history writing about these people, and now more modern historian Jewish writers will either totally leave out what a lot of these people said, or make excuses for, or downplay, or actually vilify, saying they were crazy. Whichever way, if they have to bring it up at all, that they will discount all of these different people from different regions over millennia talking about the same thing. So,
but of course, a lot of people don't do this kind of study or research. They just get bits and pieces, if anything at all. And most people get their news or their perceptions from the mainstream media, which is controlled by the people that you are referring to. So,
yeah, I just saw a Gallup poll this morning that, which sort of surprised me. 55% of the people in the United States still get their news from TV. So I was like, wow, I thought more, and it was 21% from the internet, is so Gallup's poll said. Right. I thought it was more, but you're correct, and kudos to you, because what you're doing in hearing, allowing people and such as I and many others saying and going in depth about these subjects will broadens the horizon for people to be able to understand fully. I mean, we're all on this road of trying to learn and knowledge. So, and a lot of people have fear because, of course, there's retribution from these people because they hold all the strings in this society. But a lot of people are now saying, well, you know, to hell with that, and I want to learn the real truth. And
sure.
So we're all here digging for the truth and the best we can. And, you know, like I said, thank you to you for putting us on and letting it get out to people. And I'm hearing, you know, from just different emails and this thing about you for doing this. So it's working, whether it be how small or medium it is. This is, and people have a thirst for knowledge. Once they understand, like the financial, what happened to us in the last 6-7 years, whatever, once you get hit financially, people's minds sort of open up a little bit more, and as they see the same kind of things happen with, you know, with all these different wars going on and the same sort of excuses going in, you know, now they're in Syria and they're eating the hearts and livers of them and decapitating priests. Which happened on June 23rd. I mean, you know, this doesn't go over very well with the American people that get this news. So
right.
It's
Let me just clarify that in the first half hour that you were talking about Purim, and that's
yeah.
P-U-R-I-M. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I probably mispronounced it. But
No, somebody just called in and asked me, so I just wanted to clarify.
Right, yep. It was their holiday that happens, like I said, mid-February, late February to mid to late March every year. So it goes on with the Greeks, and they go on. They also write about why they were driven out of Egypt in 1313 B.C. And then you go into the Romans. The Romans had a lot of trouble with the Hebrews, and it goes, I mean, it their whole span of the whole Roman Empire, they were fighting with these people, and they would come back, they would come in and have major wars. I mean, in over the hundreds of years that they ruled, in 139 BC they had a major war against them. In 66 and 70 BC, they killed 600,000.
Wow. All righty. We do have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis, and that website where you can read his 97-page document is HolocaustRevisionism.com. All right, you're talking about the Romans, and one of our, Uncle Rick, the moderator, said, wasn't there a story that the Jews invented that the Romans supposedly killed 64 million Jewish children in one day?
I don't know of that story, but they had numerous problems with the Jews and wrote about them extensively, exposing all of their bad traits. They threw them out in 19 AD, and they got back 11 years later. This is how somehow they keep doing it. And in 70 AD, the Roman generals, they went in and this is when they killed 600,000 of them, and they wanted to get rid of these people in Jerusalem, and yet they didn't. And the Arabs at the time fought on the side of the Romans to annihilate these people. And then it happens again in 115 AD, that there's another major fight that the Romans have with the Jews. And then a third and final Jewish uprising occurred in 132, where supposedly another 580,000 Jews were killed by the Romans. These people were saying just annihilate them all, certain sects of the Roman hierarchy. And they sort of tried time and time again, and had other people helping them, but somehow these people slipped away, or enough of them slipped away to regroup and come at them time and time and time again. So this is, and it's written about throughout the 500 years or so of the Roman Empire that this has happened. This is where you really begin to get the first real writings of that we know of that are more authenticated in history. And so with that said, I'd like to sort of now go into by the way, a lot of that work that I just was talking about was from a paper from Dalton, Professor Dalton.
Oh, right. He does excellent work.
That is, yeah, it's just unbelievably wonderful work. So I read that, and I have that link in one of the sections that I'm not going to go over, but I thought that I would give more state on the more recent history, even though it's the history of the Jews, but I wanted to give even more of the first 2,000 years from 2000 BC to Roman times, the end of the Roman times, you know, around 400 AD or whatever. So now we can, and how I put it together was sort of haphazard. I didn't do it like normally I would do something. It was chronological. I just put it together as I remembered it and started putting it down and researching
and
sourcing.
So this is your draft copy, right? This is your draft copy.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing it chronological the way I guess maybe it should be done, but
okay.
And putting it up on the historyofthejews.net someday, but yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I started off with the quote by Jesus that I've already said on your show, I started off in the first paragraph. It is through their evil usury that they control almost every central bank of the world. And from that, they control almost all media, every major television radio station, every major newspaper and magazine, every Hollywood movie, every major publisher of books, and the academia from kindergarten through postdoctorate. They have total control of every major corporation, the medical system, the judicial system, and nearly every single politician. I will say every politician. Also, never forget that the people who win the wars always write and rewrite history the way they want you to believe it occurred. This is the same tried and tested Jewish pattern that has been repeated successfully for almost 4,000 years. So that's how I begin the history. You know, people argue, and I still hear people, very educated people, even on the subject almost, sort of not fully grasp that almost the complete matrix that we're living in is run by them, and that they're wondering why isn't the media saying something? Yes, I mean it is laughable, but and I understand people get into certain, you know, it's hard for them not to fully understand this. That's why I began it with this paragraph that they control everything. I mean, as soon as motion pictures, Edison invented the motion picture, they stole it and then they moved out to California and started and then when radio came about, they got at the airwaves and got laws to make sure they own the airwaves. And then when Farnsworth invented the TV, they grabbed the TV and they went, oh my God. And so, and now with the internet, it's harder for them to do this, but time will tell. So they've of course every newspaper they understood if they get the top 25 largest newspapers in the country, which they did, they will then have influence over every other newspaper. You don't have to own them all, even though now they almost all are owned by them.
Sure.
So you have an all and every publishing house and everything that's written, and it's like wow. This is why I said thank you to, you know, RBN and you for having a different point of view on that is, in most people's eyes is way out there, I guess, but it's not way out there. This is why when you own the bottom line is the usury. And once you control the central banks of the world and the international banks of settlements, the parent bank of it all in Switzerland, then, you have control of the financial supply. You can then buy up everything you want because you're creating money out of more or less thin air and using fractional reserve banking. And then you get your, you know, the Wall Street people, Goldman Sachs and all these people to start running amok with derivatives and all sorts of exotic financial, paper, to more or less just steal and take over and hostile takeovers and front running and naked short selling and manipulating everything. So they control, so they can, then they can control everything. And that which they don't control, they'll either slander or kill you. So it's, it is this bad. And I'm not overstating it at all. And so it comes down to their usury aspect of this. This is why I put this first. So, and as I got into with the depopulation thing, they seem to be systematically now poisoning us to death. And then, as you know, you have had a few different people on your show about the whole medical system. And I remember one of these ladies said 89% of all doctor visits do the wrong thing for you. An old friend of mine, Gary Knoll in New York, came out years ago and said, what, 800,000, 900,000 people now are dying because
each
of the medical
year.
Each year. Yes. Yeah. So it's amazing. It's truly amazing that they have the whole system. And anyway, I'd like to, I guess, begin with that is the first section of this history of the Jews. And the number two aspect of what I have in the history of the Jews is what they did in Russia. And the Russians didn't have a central bank. They were threatened that they would have to get one. The Tsars fought it off. In 1905, they tried to have a revolution. It didn't succeed. And beginning of 1917, they also tried and it failed. But in the fall of 1917, the Jewish financiers got their way and overthrew the Russian government, and by 1922 formed the Soviet Union. And proceeded the following year, I believe it was July 17th or 18th, 1918, they slaughtered Tsar Nicholas and his family. And they began to, by the way, this, the beginning of the Soviet government was 90+% Jews running it by. So this is, they were like in their face about it in the beginning. And what they proceeded to do, to the churches and the priests was, unfathomable. The torture, what they did and what historians such as, Solzhenitsyn and others have written about, tens of millions, up to 60 million, some people even say 66 million Christians were murdered by these people. And in between 1931 to 34 in the Ukraine, somewhere between 6 and 10 million Ukrainians died of starvation. This is in their breadbasket. It's like Arkansas and Iowa and Nebraska. It's where the most of
their...
You mean
where all the factory farms are established now?
Yes, where all the factory farms and the pathogens are coming out of. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the genetically modified organisms and Monsanto and the slave trading Jews that started that company. Nonetheless, back in Ukraine, this was their breadbasket. So it's sort of the ultimate irony that you can starve to death people where all the crops are grown.
Well, they were also very independent people. They were very independent thinking. They were against Bolshevism, and they really were the middle class of that area, and they owned their land, and so this was a big problem for the Soviets.
Yeah, and as you know, later on when the Germans came into the Ukraine, they were hailed. They were not. It was not fighting so in Ukraine. The Ukrainians mostly accepted them with open arms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Which
the Germans fed a lot of the people because the Soviets practiced They would burn an area. They would take all the food, and so when the Germans would come in after the Soviets left, the people would be starving. And so the Germans, the first thing they did was to bring food in to feed all of these people because of the Soviet scorched earth policy.
Well, I mean,
they also practiced during the so-called Civil War.
Yes, exactly. It was interesting that this is, it's sort of like, they call the Germans in the Third Reich about their camps, like the first people to do this, but of course they weren't. It was the Jews using Britain in the Boer War that more or less really first started this concept of encampment, internment. It was used before, but.
Yeah, it was also the American military used it in the Philippines too. They called it something else.
Yes, yeah, right. In the Spanish-American War, remember the USS Maine, which was really the first major false flag incident that we went into to get Cuba, but we somehow ended up in the Philippines killing millions of
Imagine
people.
Imagine that.
I don't know how we do it, really.
Yes.
So that might have been really the beginning of sort of the transitional period from the mercenaries, the British Navy and Army, being mercenaries for the Jewish financiers to us?
The United States and Great Britain, I don't know, not Great Britain. The United States and Britain made a formal agreement in 1897 that they would work together from that point on and that they would share in the plunder that they obtained by doing all this warfare together.
Ah, I didn't know this.
And, yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to have to look at that because that makes perfect sense that in 1898, the USS Maine, was supposedly sunk and starting the whole war. So that was the transitional period.
Right. Ah. Well, the transitional period started with the so-called Civil War because then that allowed the amendment where everybody was made equal. In other words, everybody was a slave.
Yeah. Right, and in 1871, what followed up was the District of Columbia, right, and we turned into a corporation.
Right.
Okay, the history, once you begin to grasp it, and by the way, to everybody that's listening, it becomes almost easier once you delve into this and you start to connect the dots. And you see the what happens in a clearer perspective, and as in anything,
right.
In life. But to me now, there is, I can see, like I see, whatever happens, a big explosion will happen somewhere, and I'll say, well, I'm almost sure who it is doing it.
Sure.
So it's. It's like with, the number three thing I have listed here on this history of the Jews is what happened in Armenia, the Armenian genocide of roughly 1.5 million people. It's sort of a long, convoluted genocide that happened, but it was fostered very cunningly by the Jews.
Right.
And it's
there were Freemason Jews that infiltrated the Ottoman government.
Yep.
And they're the ones that perpetrated this.
Yep, and it's amazing that you have this this sort of a big internet show called The Young Turks.
Mm-hmm.
And I emailed whoever he is, and I said, "You got once again chutzpah, dear young man, to actually put this out, put this name forth, such as you are." And of course, there are a bunch of Jews running the show.
Yeah, but now they refer to themselves as the neoconservatives.
Yeah, well, I go out of my way now when Jews go out of their way to be real cunning, and so like using the Young Turks as your show's name, so and being Jews doing this, and this goes back to the Armenian genocide. And which is what
you
I told
You mean there's a program called the Young Turks?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Where at?
This guy's been around for a while. I forget his name. And, you know, once again, 90% of the, I don't know 90%, but a lot of the stuff that he does, you know, is good. You know, it's like, all right, he's exposing this, that, and the other thing. But of course he never, it's the old thing, say 95% truth and 5% lies, or just mislead you on the 5%, you know, and you get people to get trust in you and then you're misled. Whatever.
Sure.
You know, some people it's done by mistaken or whatever, or not knowing all the facts. And I understand all that because we don't know, everybody doesn't know everything. But these people are, I found that these people do it not for that, but on purpose.
Right. All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna, and we are having so much thunder here. I'm just amazed. It is so loud. Oh, goodness. All righty, our guest today is Mark R. Elsis, and the website where you can read his 97-page document on the history of the Jews is holocaustrevisionism.com. Okay.
I was going to go on to, and I'll try to be more succinct about it to get through these, what I have is 55 different sections on the history of the Jews. And number four I have is sort of, what does almost no one know about these barbaric 20th century genocides of the Russians, Ukrainians, and Armenians that were committed by the Jews? You know, it's real interesting how you can hide 60 plus million people getting massacred over a couple of decades in Russian or Soviet Union, and Armenians 1.5 million, and it's so nobody knows really about this. And if they do, they know about it. They don't. They think it was the Ottomans that killed the Armenians, and all sorts of misinterpretations of the true facts. It's once again goes back to who's in control of all the media. So they have, and the history books and rewriting it. Also, part of that little section is that the Jews now, these most of the Jews in Israel, 90+% are not from the Jews of the Bible. Let's say they're mostly what is known as Khazar Jews, which they converted around 740 AD under the Khazar kingdom. So, and you have these Jews are mostly in charge, not mostly, they are in charge of Israel and the banking system. It's not the Sephardic Jews or the real Semitic Jews, the more Hebrews from the Bible. And they sort of treat these real Jews as second-class citizens. And there's, you know, they have this the whole ringworm, the radiation of the whole radiation story about these Sephardic Jews that they did to them. Well, because they said there was, I believe, ringworm or what was it, lice or something, and they under the excuse. And anyway, you have these people running the shows that are not really even Jews, but they've taken on Judaism and sort of morphed themselves into being Jews and have gotten more or less the same kind of traits as the Jews from the Bible. They picked up very quickly into becoming.
So you might be saying it's an ideology or a religion.
Yeah. And it's my sister says it has something to do with chanting and the vibration. That these people somehow changed their DNA or something. I don't know. It's whatever it is. They have.
They've got it down pat. However they did it.
Yep. And so number five is just an interesting line that I actually like my own writing. The Holy Bible is the most published book on earth. The Talmud is the least published. And that sort of says it all in a nutshell. And you have in the Talmud, which is the holiest book for the Jews, and you have in it them talking about Jesus, that he will be boiled in hot excrement.
Right.
And
all righty, we are going to our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors and station ID.